late yesterday evening, we observed a typical rise, a very rapid rise, on the gauge out on Mendenhall Lake. And the shape of the curve is indicative of another release from Suicide Basin. The lake has continued to rise through the night, and by 4 a.m. today, it was at 8 feet, which is what we call bankfull.
And is it expected to rise much further?
The lake has been rising around 1 inch per hour. There's no indication as of yet that it's going to slow down. Of course, the problem with Suicide Basin is that it's bowl-shaped, and it's covered with ice, so it's very hard to get any kind of ground truth as to exactly how much water is in the basin. Estimates at this point are that it's not going to reach minor flood stage. We are starting out at a higher level than when the basin released on the 10th of August. However, the rain that has been so heavy over these past few days is finally starting to lighten up, and that will mitigate a significant rise approaching flood. So at this point, we're not anticipating any kind of significant flooding, but the water will be up to the shoulders of the road, going out to Skater's Cabin Campground and past there to the boat launch area.
All right. And when is the peak expected to occur?
Expect that to happen sometime within the next 6 hours, so that would be between, say, 11 a.m. and around noon.
This is the second release within the last 4 or 5 days here?
Yes, and the fifth this season, the big one was the first one, and then we've seen this over the last few years. We have the really big one early on, and then we have a series of smaller ones that continues throughout the rest of the summer. And this trend has been happening. It seems when we first had the first release, when it was a big surprise to everybody that we even had one of these in the local area as the Mendenhall Glacier was receding, it seems that as the foot of the glacier recedes further and further and there's less weight pushing down on the sill that creates Suicide Basin, it seems that once the first release happens, it's easier for lesser amounts of water to get out from underneath the ice and into the lake.
So we may see repeated instances of this in future summers then, right?
It seems like that's very likely going to happen.
But also probably not as much rainfall or not as much water is will be coming out with each release then, right?
Yes, that seems to be the trend, although the folks monitoring the Suicide Basin more closely than we are, the folks out at UAS would probably have a better read on exactly how many gallons we're talking about with these smaller releases.
And just ballpark it here, how much water are we talking about?
Well, I do know that I remember this from the first release this season, that we were talking on the order of billions of gallons of water.
And so, I can't even wrap my head around that. Is there any sort of way to compare that to anything else?
At one point in time, I heard that that volume is something on the order of 16 Olympic-sized swimming pools, but that's reaching pretty far back in the memory there. I don't know how accurate that is, but it's like you said, when you talk about a billion of anything, that's just a whole lot.
Okay, Rick Fritsch, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.